This is the KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Over 30,000 Coloradans have now signed up for a health insurance plan through Connect for Health Colorado's marketplace since open enrollment began November 1st. So far, approximately 73% of applicants qualify for financial help for paying monthly premiums. Coloradans who want health insurance effective the first of the year need to complete enrollment by December 15th. Communities of color in Colorado are at greater risk of infection and death from COVID-19, and many are facing the current spike in cases without health insurance. Eric Galatis has more.
Coloradans of color are suffering significantly higher rates of COVID-19 infection and deaths than white residents, and health groups are ramping up efforts to connect communities most at risk with health coverage during the Affordable Care Act's open enrollment period. Deidre Johnson with the Center for African American Health says getting more people of color enrolled through the state's health exchange, Connect for Health Colorado, can begin to close a long-standing systemic health equity gap.
You know, when you think about a lot of the barriers to access, it's really people knowing what resources are available to them. So the more we can get the word out, the more we can get people enrolled, the easier it'll be to break down one of those barriers to health equity, which is health coverage.
Johnson says disparities in health outcomes only get worse when people don't have health insurance, and she encourages any Colorado resident currently without coverage to visit connectforhealthco.com to check out available options. Some people may even qualify for coverage at no cost through Medicaid. The economic fallout of the pandemic has left thousands of Coloradans without insurance after they were laid off and lost their employer-linked coverage. Johnson says help is available under the We Can Help tab at connectforhealthco.com. Just type in your zip code and you'll get a list of certified groups in your area that can help navigate what Johnson says can be a complicated series of decisions.
And it really is kind of a walk through all the requirements. So first, are you eligible? And if you are, what are the various plans that you can choose from that really meet the needs of you and your family? And are you eligible for certain financial assistance?
Open enrollment through the Affordable Care Act kicked off on November 1st and will close after January 15th. Johnson adds that anyone who loses coverage due to what's called a qualifying event, such as job loss or divorce, has a 60-day window to enroll for coverage through Connect for Health Colorado. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
Reporter Mo Clark covers criminal justice, housing, homelessness, and social issues for Colorado Newsline. Tell us, Mo, when did Colorado Newsline launch, and why are you excited to be a part of this new project?
We launched in July of this year. We are a statewide nonprofit newsroom, and we're based in Denver. It's all online, and it's a part of a network of newsrooms across the country. It's under the umbrella of State Newsroom.
I asked you to join me today to talk briefly about your story published Friday on aid groups distributing winter survival gear as Colorado homeless shelters grapple with limited space. Of course, the pandemic has had a huge impact on people economically, which increases demand for shelter space, but established facilities are faced with shrinking capacity due to efforts to slow the outbreak. Talk about what you're hearing from the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless and other advocates on the shelter side of this equation right now.
I mean, like you said, I think a lot of shelters are just grappling with the demand right now and also trying to follow public health orders for social distancing. They are, of course, worried about outbreaks within the shelters and are worried about if an outbreak were to occur, where folks would go next. So as demand is increasing, their shelter spaces are decreasing. They're also seeing a decrease in emergency shelters opening up in other parts of the state. On normal years in Aspen and other places, emergency shelters open up for big winter events. And because of lack of resources and staffing, some of those plans haven't really come to fruition. So yes, shelters are definitely worried about their capacity as the demand is really increasing from the pandemic and as winter months approach.
You write that new grassroots groups are forming to help homeless people survive this coming winter. Who are some of them and what have they been focusing on?
So for my story, I talked to a handful of folks, kind of mostly in the Denver metro area, the Comrade Collective, which is a pretty small group, the Rocky Mountain Mutual Aid Network. They've all pretty much formed in direct response to the pandemic, seeing how much this crisis has really hit families and low-income folks and are just trying to give direct aid to people that might be falling through some of these safety nets whether they're state or federal, they kind of just go out every day and distribute gear directly to people that are living outside. And some of these groups are really focused on the winter survival gear, just knowing that a lot more people might be either choosing to be outside because they're afraid to get the coronavirus inside a shelter, or there's no room to begin with.
My guest is Colorado Newsline reporter Mo Clark. One of the most touching moments in your story is about kids getting involved in the effort.
Yeah. So the gentleman I spoke to with the Comrade Collective, he said two of the group's most active participants are his two young kids, and they go out with them every time they distribute food. And there's one quote in the story from his daughter, who is basically just like walking up to anyone that she sees and saying, like, "What's up, dude? Can I get you some food?" he said they also help make the soups on Mondays and Fridays. Their kitchen is just full of food as they make these big, big batches of soup and food to deliver to folks. So that was a really sweet part of the story.
Now, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommend local governments take a break from conducting cleanups of homeless encampments right now due to coronavirus concerns. Has the city of Denver followed that public health guidance?
No, not at all. They've been conducting sweeps pretty much throughout the entire pandemic. I think there was a pause for about a month at the beginning, and they've kind of continued to do this, saying that they're trying to balance the pandemic health concerns with the concerns of people living in unsanitary living situations. But homeless advocates and housing advocates continue to stress that it's more dangerous for people to be displaced from the home that they've made, and it could break ties with service providers and also just facilitate the spread of the virus within kind of these group living situations.
So it sounds like the city of Denver and Mayor Hancock have made very little progress this year on addressing the underlying problems of a lack of affordable housing, need for more shelter space, and then they're actually destroying or throwing away supplies provided by these mutual aid groups. Is that a fair characterization of what's going on?
Yeah, I would say that's fair. I have some videos of just covering some of these sweeps of folks just throwing away gear pretty outwardly.
We're going to have to leave it there, but on the KVNF website, we will link to your reporting, which does include some contact info for some of these efforts. Mo Clark, reporter for Colorado Newsline, thank you for keeping tabs on this situation, and thanks for speaking with Mountain Grown Public Radio KVNF.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Homeless advocates in Denver are alarmed about the city's reported plan to conduct another major sweep of an encampment on Monday that could oust as many as 200 unhoused folks. That does it for the KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Thanks for listening.